I'm Dorian Jones in Turkey, where Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is set to visit Iraq Monday for the first time in 12 years. The visit comes as Erdogan is seeking support in Turkey's war against Kurdish rebels based in Iraq. Also on the agenda is deepening economic ties, which could see Ankara challenging Iranian influence in Iraq. With Turkey continuing to build up its military forces ahead of a planned major offensive against the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, enlisting Iraq's support is expected to top President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's agenda when he visits Baghdad Monday. The PKK for decades has used Iraq for its war against the Turkish state. Murat Aslan is with the Foundation for Political, Economic and Social Research, an Ankara-based think tank. He says Erdogan's Iraq visit is part of a new broad approach to Baghdad in fighting the PKK.
Turkey wants to start a comprehensive strategy which has like economy, social base and also security base. In the meantime, expanding the capabilities of the Iraqi security forces. And by that way, Iraq may be much more safer and Turkey may feel more secured.
Last month, Ankara achieved a diplomatic breakthrough with Baghdad banning the PKK. Erdogan will have leverage when he visits Iraq. Iraq is suffering a severe drought, and Baghdad has repeatedly called on Turkey to release more water from Turkish dams controlling rivers serving Iraq. Erdogan this week said he is ready to consider Baghdad's calls.
İslam alemi ve Arap Ligi başta olmak üzere.
One of the most important agenda items of our visit is the water issue. They have made some requests regarding water and we are working on these issues. We will make efforts to resolve this issue with them. They already want to resolve this matter. We will take steps in this direction.
Elimizden gelen her şeyi yapmaya devam edeceğiz. Sevgili milletim.
Analysts say deepening bilateral trade is also a key part of the Turkish leader's visit. He seeks to increase international transit through Iraq as part of a planned new trade route between China and Turkey. Aydın Selcen is a former senior Turkish diplomat who served in Iraq and is now a foreign policy analyst for Turkey's MediaScope news portal.
The main backbone of this upcoming presidential visit to Iraq, to Baghdad and Erbil, will be the new so-called development road, which will connect Basra port to the Turkish border, to Habur, or to a new border gate perhaps. It will have a railroad, then a parallel to it there will be a highway, and there will be an oil and gas pipeline.
Erdogan also said he may visit Erbil, the capital of the semi-autonomous Iraqi Kurdistan, with whom the Turkish leader has developed close ties. However, Erdogan's goal of expanding Turkish influence in Iraq could be thwarted by Iran, analyst Selcan warns, given Tehran's influence.
In Baghdad, the sun does not shine without the approval of Iran, of course. So how it will be possible for Ankara to align all these stars and to build a capacity to cooperate with it, it's still debatable to me, and it looks unrealistic.
However, some experts say Baghdad is looking to Ankara to balance Tehran's influence, especially as speculation grows over the withdrawal of United States forces from Iraq, one of the few checks to Iran, claims Soli Ozel, who teaches international relations at Istanbul's Kadahas University.
My hunch is that the Iraqi government wishes to free itself at least somewhat from the grip of Iranian influence. And Turkey can be a balancer, and I think Turkey would like to be a balancer because Turkey, as just like every other country in the region, is not all that happy with the kind of power that Iran has in Iraq, in Syria, in Lebanon, in Yemen.
Analysts say Erdogan's Iraq visit, the first in 12 years, could prove pivotal to the region, but also further stoke Iranian-Turkish rivalry. Dorian Jones in Istanbul.